China, US, UK, Australia must be held accountable for great suffering in Afghanistan. By Jack Montgomery on August 26, 2021. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has said that America, Britain, and Australia, among others, must be held accountable for the suffering caused by their military interventions in sovereign states, particularly Afghanistan. The US, UK, Australia and other countries must be held accountable for the violation of human rights committed by their military in Afghanistan, and the evolution of this current session should cover this issue, declared Chen Shu, ambassador and permanent representative to the United Nations office in Geneva, Switzerland, at a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, OCHR, on the Taliban takeover of the South Asian country. Under the banner of democracy and human rights, the US and other countries carry out military interventions in other sovereign states and impose their own model on countries with vastly different history and culture, admonished the dignitary for the left-wing dictatorship, accusing Western nations of causing great suffering through such interventions. China, which has had a more fractious relationship with the previously sycophantic Western democracies since the onset of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, has been gloating over the botched Joe Biden-led withdrawal from Afghanistan, with the country's state-run Global Times going so far as to publish an editorial declaring that the real winner of this disaster is China, penned by Italy's Undersecretary of State for Economic Development, no less. The CCP has also been pushing hard for the international community to go easy on the Taliban, which will now for the first time control the small but important Afghan frontier with China's Xinjiang, held by the Western-aligned Northern Alliance even before the 2001 invasion of the country, possibly with Al-Qaeda taking the lead in exploiting the Islamic Emirates' valuable lithium reserves. The Taliban have repeatedly expressed their hope to develop good relations with China, and that they look forward to China's participation in the reconstruction and development of Afghanistan, said a spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry on August 16. Indeed, the Global Times is already bragging that state-owned Chinese businesses are already receiving special treatment from the Taliban regime, despite China's well-documented mistreatment of Uyghur Muslims in neighboring Xinjiang. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.